middle of the country, just south of the border.
Ted, believe it or not, I know where it is. I've been there.
Hey, sorry, I didn't quite catch it. I was just walking down the hall there, leaving. Yeah, you wouldn't be in the military then.
Say again? No, I was just traveling through, actually being in Saskatchewan. Tish's Dog River area. I was going down through Estevan and stuff like that, and I went down to Minot. A friend of mine, who was actually a U.S. Marine, and we were cruising through the area, just going on a road trip, and we happened to go through Minot.
I copy that. So whereabouts are you now? I don't think this is Mike. Who am I speaking with? VE5, Golf Tango Whiskey.
No, it's not Mike. My middle name is Michael. Chris, my name is Chris, Victor Alpha 7, Charlie Mike Zulu. I couldn't resist when you said Minot, and you were trying to describe to the other gentleman whereabouts you were located, and I was like, hey, I know where that place is. I just thought I'd just key up and say something. I thought it was kind of funny. I've never heard anybody ever talk about Minot ever before in my life. When I heard that, I had to say something.
Victor Alpha 7, Mike, and I missed his middle Zulu, middle between Zulu. And so whereabouts out in BC are you? In the island?
Negative, I'm in the mainland, I'm in the greater Vancouver area. So yeah. So I did that whole trip, I was in Moose Jaw, went down through Weyburn, down to Estevan, and then across the border, and then I went through down all the way down to Minot. So I know the area, so anyway. Yep, interesting road trip. You had a whole road trip all the way to Virginia, going across the state. So I basically went across to Alberta and Saskatchewan, then I cut down through Saskatchewan, and then from there I went all across the United States, North Dakota, Minnesota, and so on, Wisconsin, the whole body works down there.
Copy that. Well, there's lots of flat land with corn and grain in the middle there, and then if you missed the storms in Nebraska, you got some beautiful country down in the southeast there. I have been through there, and yeah, they've got some really nice countryside, Kentucky, Virginia, that whole southeast corner, Georgia, the whole place is beautiful countryside to drive through. And yeah, what did you say your QTH is there? Go ahead.
Vancouver, yeah. So, what happened was I was laid off for a few weeks, and my friend was going for a road trip. He was doing a trip down there and for business and stuff, and I said, well, I'm not doing anything for a couple few weeks, so let's see what I can do. I can sit around the house, or I can go for a trip with you. So I decided to go for a little trip, and then when I came back, went back to work again. So, yeah, it just kind of worked out that way. There was a little gap in there where there was nothing much going on at that time, and I decided to go for a little trip with him.
Yep, copy that. Well, my trip through there, actually, I had one business trip down in Kentucky. Had a piece of equipment was being built, and I was down there to inspect it. But I came up through the eastern portion of the state, not right on the coastline, but through the Georgia and up on this side of the mountains back in 1967, 59 years ago. And, yeah, it's gorgeous country. Really enjoyed it. I was just a kid back then. It's neat. Been out to Vancouver. I studied in Vancouver, actually. Studied 2 years on the island and the university in Vancouver there, so familiar with your turf as well. And if you came across the prairies and turned south, if you went down number 8, you were within spitting distance where I live. I'm right up against the Manitoba border, and about 26 clicks north of the number 1.
Roger, I've done trips to Europe and South America and different places like that, but that was, I've been down to California before, but I took the opportunity to do a different trip to see a little bit more of North America, I've been to Ottawa, of course. I've been to Ottawa and Toronto and all that stuff, and I've been just on a road trip. I went to BC, Alberta, Saskatchewan, and I decided to do an interesting chance to see some other places. I actually want to do Louisiana one of these days. I haven't done that yet, but yeah, I was going across the United States and cutting kind of a diagonal thing. I went basically, I was in Montana, Idaho and Montana coming back, but I went to other states, North Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa, Wisconsin, I was in Illinois for a bit, Virginia, actually went to the largest truck stop in the world, it's in Iowa, the Iowa 80, and that was a big one there, and I used to go up to Washington, D.C. to get a chance. I was down in Richmond, Virginia, that's where I went, which is a little south of Washington. But it's a nice countryside in West Virginia and Virginia, through the Appalachian Mountains and stuff. I was in Louisville, Kentucky, where, you know, the baseball bats come from and stuff, and got to eat barbecue down in Kentucky and things like that in West Virginia and Virginia. Yeah, just got to meet interesting people, and I think one of the most friendliest places I went to, which sounds funny, is Minnesota. It was so friendly. It was one of the friendliest places I've ever been in the United States, and Sauk Center.
Victory.
understand you got to get going. Yeah, well, I've been to Charlottetown, PEI, too. That was kind of fun. Nice place. And if you ever get a chance to get you a trip down from Vancouver down to L.A., nice trip along the I-5. Yeah. Anyway, very good. Have yourself a good day. Victor Echo 7, Victor Echo 5, rather. Golf Tango Whiskey, Victor Alpha 7, Charlie Mike Zulu. You're the final 73. Maybe I'll catch you in the airwaves again sometime. I just couldn't resist when I heard the thing Minot. I don't think anyone, probably the entire, probably on the entire system probably even heard of the place. But I've heard of it. I thought to say something back. Have a good day.
Connected to the whole southeastern portion of Saskatchewan as well as the Canada hub, and pretty much anybody in Saskatchewan southern half knows where Minot is. We used to travel across there to go shopping. Anyway, 73s, have yourself a great day. Five golf angle with you clear, and we'll get to it a little bit.